Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Bolu.
Ah, nice. That was a perfectly normal Bolu to
thank
say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Chungozem is still not here for some reasons, which he will explain to you guys later.
I think you should acknowledge your fans.
Yes, thank you so much for noticing my absence in the last podcast. I'm back and, you know, as usual, I will deliver.
God
we deliver and we drag you, as usual.
Yes. There's enough to drag Bolu on today, right?
Okay.
So, I'm just going to concentrate on two main hard-hitting topics that concerns Ifemi, Bolu, then give you a roundup of all things.
No, not concern me, concern Nigerians.
Yes, it concerns Nigerians. Yeah, but I hope you enjoyed Tuesday's episode, right? It was interesting, exciting, and we had a guest in the studio. Let us know what you think about that format and, yeah, if it's something we should be doing more often and regularly. And I've seen a lot of positive comments on social media, but we want more, right? We're asking for more. Okay, so what's going on?
What's going on? As I said, Nigerians, we cannot catch a break.
Okay,
and
no worries. Talk to me.
I should talk to you. It seems we're not going to catch a break.
Okay.
Because recently, the federal government is telling Nigerians that this was supposed to have happened for a while now, but well, they're bringing it back to our notice that we have to pay 5% tax on any telecommunication service, like calls, SMSs, data. We are paying 5% tax on them. This is supposed to have been in effect since June of this year, but there have been pushbacks, right? And now there are a lot of pushbacks. Even surprisingly, right, the director of NCC, Pantami, right?
The Minister of Communications, and Digital Economy.
He's saying that, no, we can't accept this. So, and for the first time, it's on our side. Seems it's on our side. At least from the face value, seems it's on our side. He's saying this is not possible. So if you are thinking that, how does this concern you? It actually does. Let me just break it down for you right now. Like, if you're making calls, as it stands now, you pay 11 copper per second for every call you make on any network in Nigeria, barring the 7.5% consumer tax that's already there that we have decided to grow into because you don't have a choice. So barring that, you are paying 11 copper per second on every call you make. That is like 6 naira, 60 kobo per minute for every call you make. So if this 5% tax goes into effect, you'll be paying like extra 33 kobo on every minute of call that you make. Seems inconsequential. Let me go on. On your SMSs, as it stands, you are paying, there's a 4 naira per page SMS, not per SMS, because it might be sending more than one pages in one single SMS. So there's like, you are paying
the page, the number of characters limit.
Yeah. It depends on whether you are using a feature phone or a smartphone. Exactly. So for a page, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's 4 naira per page, flat rate, barring the 7.5 percent existing VAT. On that, you'll be paying an extra 20 kobo. Still doesn't make sense to you, right? Now let's go to data. For 1 gig, depending on your service provider, that is 1,000 megabytes, you pay between 500 to 600 naira. That's like $1.44. Right? If you're doing that, then you'll be paying an extra, let me confirm, 30 naira, right? On every 1,000 naira, on every
1 gig data.
Yes, 1 gig data you buy. So for somebody like me that uses, I don't know if it's even enough, but 10 gig in a month, apart from other this thing that I use, that I load on my phone, I use 10 gig, which I pay 300 naira for my service provider. 3,000.
Oh.
Rather. 3,000. You're scared like, I'm using a cheat. I'm not using a cheat. I'm going the right way. Okay. So I'm paying 3,000 naira for that. And if this 5% should go into effect, I'll be paying an extra 600 naira for 10 gig.
So the question in my mind now is, how this, because you know the telcos actually mentioned that they've mm-hmm. been getting taxed on other mm-hmm. they've been paying other kinds of taxes, right? The 7.5% tax you mentioned was in the Finance Act 2020
yeah.
that they introduced it, right? And this one too, mm-hmm. it appears it was in the Finance Act.
But it was not decided then how much the tax would be.
This is excise duty. And I'm struggling to see the difference because normally excise duty applies to manufactured products. So you have excise duties on things like alcohol,
mm-hmm.
right? So at the point of manufacturing,
okay,
that's where excise duty is charged. Then when you, the user, buys it,
mm-hmm.
you now had VAT, value added tax. That is supposed to be the difference. So mm-hmm. in the case of telecoms,
why are you passing it down to the end users?
Because at what point would you say data is being manufactured?
Mm.
At what point would you say
cause? So Nigeria is broke. Let's just put it like that.
You mean Nigeria or Nigerians?
Nigeria is broke. So she's the reason why they had to go and dig this up again and try to enforce it is because the revenue we are getting from oil and gas is not enough. And the current areas that you are taxing the working populace seems not to be enough. So now they think Nigerians have money.
Okay. So another theory is, yes, truthfully, Nigeria is broke and we can see it. And another thing is inflation levels are rising rapidly, very fast. I'm sure we can... For people going to the market. And according to some macroeconomics, one of the ways to tackle inflation is by increasing increasing tax.
Devil's advocate.
No, it's really important. Yeah.
So when you increase tax, what you are trying to do is reduce, you know, the level at which, you know, people spend money. We saw that in the US when the US gave COVID relief funds, and you know, a lot of people had money. It's part of the reasons why the US also saw some, you know, levels of inflation in their country. And they are tackling that also with similar means. But it is not, the way they are tackling it is not really putting the burden directly on the citizens. They have, you know, they've approached it in a way that makes things easier for people. So So the tax is on, you know, people, usually on the richer, you know, people that do a lot of real estate investments, you know, people who tend to borrow a lot of money, they increase the interest rates on things like that. So those are some of the ways they do that. So the Nigerian government, I see, when we are looking at it from the inflation perspective and trying to tackle inflation, it kind of makes sense, but are they saying there's really no other way, you know, to tackle this without, you know, putting, we already have enough burden as it is as Nigerians. So are they saying there's really no other way to tackle this than just putting more tax on
our head? So it's quite strange because at the end of the day, if you even want to look at it, right, is it company that's supposed to pay the excise duty, not the individual?
But there are a lot of load on.
The
Association of Licensed Telecom Operators of Nigeria, that's OTIN, and ATCON, which is Association of Telecommunication Companies of Nigeria, they are all against it because there was a time they were told to pay taxes on infrastructure. Then they were complaining again. You get a lot of taxes they are paying. So
it's not just taxes, levies, unofficial,
and from states. There was one of our podcasts where we discussed one state coming against them, like pay tax, like aside all the other taxes they are paying, that like they should pay particular tax for. Yeah. It's too much on them, right? And they are trying to find a way not to pass it down to the consumers. You get, so if anybody should be complaining about this, it should be these providers, not the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so honestly, I don't know what the plan is, and a lot of the moves from the federal government is confusing, and this particular one, they don't seem to be in agreement, because the Minister of Finance is saying you guys should cooperate. Mm-hmm. But the Minister of Communications is saying, no, this doesn't make sense. So when you consider both and weigh both, it for the first time in a long time, it seems the federal government does not seem to be on one page on this particular issue. So I guess that is a promising sign that they might block things at the source before it gets to the telecom guys.
Or it gets to us and we live with it.
Oh yeah,
it gets to us. Reality. Yeah, very sad.
Yeah. So that's an interesting one. And let's calm down. Let's calm down and enjoy the break. And we'll be back to you with more.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Abisola Adenoga, the head of business at TechPoint Africa. Did you know that you could present yourself as a reputable brand leader? Did you know that your business can get the limelight it deserves? Now you do. Using TechPoint Africa's marketing tools, we can put you in the faces of a large audience for brand awareness and thought leadership. To do this, reach out to us by sending an email to business@techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description below.
Hey guys, welcome back. Yeah, we've been talking about excise duties, 5% excise duties on phone calls, SMS, and internet data, in addition to the other taxes you've been paying. Because trust me, even though they say the company will pay the tax, they're going to pass it on to you. Trust me.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, in some cases, it's not even government regulations that will make the companies pass on costs to the consumer right from the bat, right? Right when you want to use the product, they will start passing on the cost to you, especially if that company is a fraudulent company. And my good friend Bulu here has a testimony for all of you. Bulu, what's up? What happened? Tell me.
Okay, yeah. So
it's a safe space, okay?
So we have more news from the crypto sphere, from the crypto space.
Oh, it's crypto. Yes. I didn't know.
Doesn't feel like ever have good news from that, you are.
Okay, you know, to be honest, thinking about it now, we've barely had, you know, any positive news from, you know, from my side of
is things. The market still down?
The market is still down. The market is still
so I should not bother logging into my Binance app.
Since you've been dragging me, log in, please.
To do what?
Let me see you cry or something.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So what's happening now is it's just news of another crypto scam that the SEC, that's the United States SEC, has just slammed the founders of the scam. The people who founded the Ponzi scheme that was used to scam investors to a tune of $300 million. In Naira, that's
small money.
in Naira, that's around over 100 billion.
100 billion.
Yes, 100 billion Naira. You know, when we are looking at the current, you know, black market rates.
Yes. Use black market.
Yes.
Why are you not nice? Use official rates.
No.
Okay, nobody can get dollar with official rates right now. So let's move on.
Yeah. So the SEC has slammed the founders of Forsage. Forsage is a Ponzi scheme, you know, that was able to scam investors to a tune of $300 million.
Well, you're not looking at narrating the story. You're looking at camera. No camera will not help you.
No.
I'm being sympathetic with you. Just looking at us while you're talking.
You know, I was. I was part of this, you know.
You're part of it.
Unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
So, investors that were scammed to a tune of $300 million. Part of that $300 million, my 4K is part of that money.
$4,000 or 4,000 Naira?
No, 4,000 Naira. 4,000 Naira is part of that. And, you know, they've charged them. And it actually happened in 2020, the Forsage scam. People who got into crypto around that time would really, it was almost certain that you would have gone through that, because that was some of the ways some people even got started with crypto, with the Forsage scam. And there were different kinds of Forsage scam.
Do you get started with scam?
Ethereum. Most people who got into crypto,
my own problem, probably is, through scam. How is it? Like, you want to trade?
Exactly. Yes. How did this scam work?
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the thing is, crypto getting into crypto around, for me though, and for others who got into it around 2020, you know, the COVID period, you don't, you know, they sell you these, you know, stories of how, you know, you can make a lot of money, you know, the usual things when it comes to Ponzi schemes, and they tell you, okay, you want to own. Because investing, they know people don't have a lot of, you know, money to invest. So they tell you, you want to own one Ethereum. And around that time, I think one Ethereum was around 50,000 Naira. And, you know, I didn't have 50,000 Naira then. And I saw that, okay, if I give someone 4,000 Naira and I'm able to bring more people, basic, you know, multi-level marketing schemes, and I'm able to bring more people, I can grow my 4,000 Naira to eventually owning around 3 or 4, you know, Ethereum.
So you register with 4,000.
Yes.
And you bring how many people?
And you, oh.
Yes, you bring as much, you know, as much.
Oh,
as much,
it's not as two people, can. Then those people bring two people. Then
it reeks,
exactly, that's
it reeks
how multi-level,
like
multi-level marketing.
No, but I want to know how your own works. Is it that you just be bringing as many people as possible,
yes,
by yourself, or is a specific level you are supposed to get to before you hit?
Okay, 50,000, that's exactly how it works. If I'm able to bring more people, and then
the more people get, keeps,
yes,
adding,
those people
adding,
keep bringing more people, but I can also bring more people by myself, but then I only put them.
Me,
after
I'm asking if it's a minimum number of people you're supposed to bring, or you just left
three people. Three people you're going to bring.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you first get in, yeah, so they were able to, you know, scam us, because I'm one
I'm
of
so
them.
Sorry.
They were able to scam us of, you know, about $300 million, and it was, you know, it was a really big scam then. $300 million, you know, when we talk about crypto scams, might seem like it's just small money. Maybe there are some people they scammed of billions of dollars. For example, yeah, on this podcast, I'm sure you recollect when we talking about the scam by MTI, Mirror Trading International.
Yeah,
that was to a tune of $1.7 billion. And
so this is just 300 million.
Well, this you might say this is just, but you know, for I was, you know, numbers, statistics is just statistics, you know, but when you start seeing the faces behind those numbers, you know.
So I'm trying to understand your loss in context. This 4,000 Naira that you lost was in 2020.
Yes. So when you adjust for
I'm
inflation,
getting a bit more sympathetic.
That's around 9,000.
No, wait, what? No. I'm
roughly
saying it in the context of how much you were probably earning then.
I just finished university. And you know,
that is not inflation. What I'm talking about.
No, I did have money then. I was pretty.
So
I was broke.
Little 4,000.
Yeah, exactly. I was broke then.
Actually.
Things were red for me then, like
yeah,
like
I
Game of Thrones
it.
Red wedding red, like
wow.
Really red. So, and you know, the scam was basically. It had, you know, they painted it in such a way that it looked very real. You could see the connection with blockchain, things like that. And then that's why, you know, when you're about to get into crypto, you hear a lot of people talk about doing your own research. But what did I've noticed with doing your own research is, you know, scammers are getting smarter, right?
They're writing blog posts.
Exactly.
And doing content marketing.
Mm. Exactly. They have very good white papers. Imagine a scammer hires someone like me now to write their white paper. If you read it, it will
be convinced.
You might be convinced, right? So that's, you know, one of those things that are just making it even more difficult. So even doing your own research might, you know, patience is now also one of those things you need to have, you know, before going into crypto.
So
you need to look at how is the project going, what is it looking like, you know, don't rush. You know, observe, because you might not always catch things from reading research. You know, you might miss some things.
But
yeah,
you've learned now.
Yeah, definitely. I've.
So, what does the USSEC want to do with these people now?
Yeah, so the USSEC, like I said, they've slapped them with fraud charges, and they will definitely be going. They've actually their identities have been, you know, made public, and. Oh. They'll obviously be going to court, and yes.
Do you feel you have closure now?
Well, if I can get my 4,000 Naira back, I'll.
No,
you're
not
getting anything back.
No.
You have closure.
No, you probably never have closure, because I can actually relate. Ever since MMM came to Nigeria, many of these platforms have become rampant, right? I lost some money on Ultimate Cycler. I lost. In fact, I don't even think about WhatsApp groups where you.
Yeah, I'm even surprised you Forsage didn't scam you. Like, it was really popular there. It was so popular that
2020, my eyes have already torn. Like, torn.
Okay.
That is the pidgin English. English version or whatever, but my eyes were already red as of 2020 because the money I lost 2016, 2017. Nah, you're not going to come to me with something like that. I even lost in Beat Club Advantage or something. So, yeah,
they're looking for up and down.
See, so as of 2020, forget, I will not even know the name of the company. Yeah, so I learned the hard way, and I guess whoever is listening should take note of all these things we are saying so that. You'll be like the wise son of Mr. Tortoise and learn from my mistake, learn exactly. from police mistakes. Yeah. Femi is looking at us like
I'm investment averse. So
yes,
is it risk averse? That's what they call it. So you hardly find me getting scammed. Because I can smell it from even the real ones, I will still doubt you.
Well, fair point. Okay. So yeah, those are just take your take home from whatever we just said, and lots of interesting things are happening in the tech space in Africa. So what else has been happening? What did we miss? What did we not talk about today?
Kenya's insurtech startup Lami Technologies has raised an extra 3.7 million seed round to expand its insurance products.
Insurance is not a
in
big
Africa.
Deal. In yet. Africa. Exactly. So yeah, I think you should check out that story on TechPoint. Then of course, at Identity Verification Startup, You Verify, they closed an additional $1 million seed to verify 2 billion identities.
2 billion
in Nigeria.
I guess
we don't have 2 billion people in Nigeria.
Okay. Anyway, that's more details you'll still find on TechPoint. Then of course, South African ruling party wants streaming platforms regulated. This is they've been fighting on this hill.
It has been
quite some time, right? Pay TV, streaming, then terrestrial TV. There's a whole conversation around that. Yeah. So it's also on TechPoint. Then finally, South Africa's ruling party wants the country to phase out 2G and 3G. Yeah. If 4G is available everywhere, I don't see any issue with this.
Yeah.
So
that they can optimize their infrastructure
for 5G
and future.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Good. So guys, let us know what you think about all the stories we discussed here today and lots of interesting things. Remember, you can see all our stories on techpoint.africa. And if you are listening to this podcast and you've not been sharing your comments, you've not been liking, please change your habits. It's not good. Do the right thing. So, yeah, in the future, we're going to be looking out for things like this and find a way to support and reward our loyal listeners. I mean, Ifemi gave you something the other time and nobody passed.
Okay, I thought you had to push me under the bus. Nobody passed. The questions were not hard.
Who said the question was hard now?
I'm just putting it out there.
Good. If you're listening to us for the first time, please, where can you find the podcast? Let's hear the Funer voice. Yes.
You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and anywhere else you get a podcast.
All right. Bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.